Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time for church. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world here on this December Sunday morning. And it's good to have you in church today. We're responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. What a tremendous opportunity we have to be pioneering Breakout Church. We are a house of prayer for all nations, and we are absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Church here on this Sunday morning. Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. And you, too, can become a member of Breakout Church. And I'm going to share with you how you can do that after I finish ministering today. Speaking of new members, I do want to welcome some new members to Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome Steve from Sheffield, England, Ellen from Fresno, California, Lloyd from Oklahoma City. I want to welcome Laura from Yukon, Oklahoma, Allison from Austin, Texas, Georgia from Palm Bay, Florida, Kim from Oklahoma City. I want to welcome Dominic from San Antonio, Texas, and others that have joined the church recently. You too can become a member, and so delighted to have you in church today. We're going to have some praise and worship. We're so thankful for our new praise and worship leaders, Brian and Kristen Ming, and from California, and they're going to be leading our praise and worship. Brian is the former minister of music director at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas, and we've known them for a long time and so delighted to have them. We're going to pray, and as we pray, I want you to pray for Jean. She's not in church today because she's sick this morning. So would you pray for Jean Gentry, and we're going to pray the will of God be done here today. Father, we're so very, very thankful and grateful for the privilege of being at Breakout Church today, being able to gather believers from across America, around the world, and we are just excited about church today. And during this Christmas season, we are so blessed, and we pray the will of God be done here this morning at Breakout Church, and we pray that you would come and anoint this service. We pray that you would anoint me, your servant. We pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, let's spend some time praising and worshiping Him, lifting up holy hands to a holy God because He is so great. And so Brian and Kristen Ming are coming, and here we go. Everybody ready? Let's worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Well, let's lift up holy hands here today. Worship Him, church. He's a holy God. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. Oh, I love Him today. Let's worship. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We love You, Jesus. We honor You, Jesus. We magnify You, Lord. You're such so holy. We bless Your holy name. Honor Your holy name. Magnify Your holy name. We bless You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, may You be exalted here. Breakout church today. May You be high and lifted up. We are so grateful and so thankful that we know You. We love You this morning. We bless Your name. Can you worship Him with me today, Lord? We love You this morning. We bless Your name. Honor Your name. Magnify Your name. Glorify You, God, for You are worthy. Holy Spirit, You are welcome in this place today. You're welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome here at Breakout Church on this Sunday morning. We're so thankful and grateful to You, Lord. So thankful and grateful that we know You, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless Your holy name. We bless Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. I pray that You would anoint the word that I'm going to preach today. Lord, I pray that You would anoint our ears to hear, our spiritual ears. I pray that You would anoint our eyes, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Just before I minister today, I want to remind you that we have people, some of our leaders of our church, are in our meeting room today waiting to pray with you or waiting to answer any questions you may have, a testimony that you want to share. And your name is, of course, kept confidential there. And all you have to do to go to the meeting room to join some of our leaders that are waiting to pray with you or visit with you is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get there, you can click on the meeting room. If you click on the meeting room and just say good morning, someone will be there to chat with you, visit with you. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. I'm going to preach a little while because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And then we're going to pray because I believe in prayer. I believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings. I have my big Bible in my hand because I'm expecting big things to happen in the near future. 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning with verse 41. Here's what it says. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there's the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat, and Elijah went to the top of Carmel, and then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked, but there was nothing. And seven times he said, "Go again, do it again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up. Say to Ahab, prepare your chariots and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. And Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. And so after the scene there on Mount Carmel, we find that Elijah prayed because it had not rained. It had not rained for 3.5 years. And the Bible says in James chapter 5, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. And the Bible said, and Elijah prayed again. And when he sent his servant, after he believed that there was going to be rain, after he prayed for rain, there was no rain. There was not one cloud in the sky. So he prayed again. And then he prayed again. Seven times he prayed again. I believe today that so many, many people, their prayers are not answered because they quit praying. They quit praying before the answer comes. I heard a man say that one time he had a spiritual dream, and he had this dream, and he went to this location, and there was gift boxes wrapped there, and they were just sitting there. And he said to the proprietor, "What are these?" He said, "These are boxes of unanswered prayers that God had was ready to answer the prayer, but they quit praying too soon. And so all of these unanswered prayers are remaining here because the person did not keep requesting them." So, you know, some people say, "Well, I just believe in praying one time and that's all. And then I just begin to thank God." But that is not scriptural. We know that God is a God that answers prayer, but sometimes our prayers are hindered. You know, the Bible says that the Lord said that Daniel's prayer was heard the first day that he prayed, but there was hindrances to the prayers that he prayed. And but his prayers finally got through. And so we know sometimes that we have to pray again. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that's a good word for today, that if you're believing God for something, you need to keep praying, pray again, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And there is power in prayer, and God does answer prayer. And there's a lot of people that don't pray, quit praying, because they said, "Well, God did not answer my prayer." And sometimes we pray amiss. Sometimes we pray if God answered that prayer, it would not go well. It would not go well with us. But when we know it's the will of God, we continue to pray. And so for the past 50 years, I've been preaching about the power of prayer, because I believe that prayer works. I believe that when people pray, there is an answer, but it may not come the first day or the second day or the third day. It may not come the first week or the second week. It may not even come the first year, but we keep on praying, and we pray in faith. And I believe that Elijah was a man of faith. That's what the Bible said. He was a man of faith. You know, the previous scriptures there in James chapter 5 says, "If is anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing. Is anyone sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the name of the Lord and the prayer of faith." The prayer of faith. So you must believe. When you pray, you must believe that God is going to answer your prayer, because prayer works. I remember years ago when I was pastoring my first church. Gene and I were pastoring our first church in Holiday, Texas, a little town outside of Wichita Falls. One morning I was going to go to the hospital, and there was someone in our church that was in the hospital, sick, and so I was going to go visit them. And so on my way there, I stopped and got some gasoline for my car, and the Holy Spirit prompted me to pray. And so I prayed. Then the Holy Spirit prompted me to go back to the church and pray. But I could not discern why the Holy Spirit would want me to go back to the church and pray, when I can pray anywhere. I can pray in my car. I can pray when I get to the hospital. But he told me to pray again, but go back to the church and pray again. And so after about the third prompting, I turned my car around, went back to the church. We lived next door. The parsonage that we lived in was right next door to the church. So I pulled up to the parsonage, got out of my car, made my way next door to the church, and fell on my knees and said, "Lord, whoever it is that is in need, I pray that you would help them now. So I prayed again, and just about the time I got those words out of my mouth, I heard the screeching of tires outside of the church, and someone came to a sudden halt. I ran to the window. We had Venetian blinds on the window, so I peeked through the blinds, and I saw a little boy laying on the hood of a car. I ran outside of the church as quickly as I could, and there was that little boy just getting off of the hood of the car. His bicycle was there, and this woman had came up to this little boy. The little boy had come out, rode his bicycle out in front of her car. She suddenly stopped and hit him just slightly so that he fell off of his bicycle onto the hood of the car. He was rolling off of the hood of the car, and I said to him, he was about 10 years old, I said to him, "Son, are you okay?" And he said, "Yes, sir, I'm all right." And I went around to the driver's side of the car. There was a woman there, and she was shaking. And I said, "Are you okay, ma'am?" She said, "No, I'm not." And she was just shaking and shaking. And I prayed for her and made sure that everybody was okay before the little boy rode away on his bicycle and she drove away on the car. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said to me, "Son, I wanted to give you a firsthand example, although you believe in prayer, of what your prayers did. It saved the life of this little boy on this bicycle. I wanted to give you a demonstration of the power of prayer." And so I saw firsthand, even though I knew that it worked, I saw firsthand what it would do. And the power of prayer is so very, very important. I remember leading a revival years ago at a church in Fort Worth, Texas, and there was a woman there whose name was Debbie, and she said to me, "Would you pray for my husband?" And so I began to pray for her husband, Bill. And Bill, the strange thing about it, Bill would come to church with Debbie, and we would have some of the most awesome moves of the Holy Ghost. I would call for people's salvation. There was miracles happening. Revival was taking place all around the church, all over the church. But Bill sat there unmoved. And she just said, would you keep praying again for my husband, Bill? And so I would pray again. But nothing seemed to happen. It seemed like that prayers for Bill were just simply not working. That went on for weeks and months and for a long time. And then one day, Bill was taken to the emergency room to the hospital, having an aneurysm, had to have emergency surgery. When he came out of the surgery, Debbie was praying for him. People were praying. And he said to her, "I want to give my heart to Jesus." He was a broken man. And he began to weep and gave his heart and life to the Lord. And for several years after that, I would go minister at that church, and I would see Bill with a smile on his face. He became an usher. He became a servant in the church. And the Holy Spirit reminded me again and again concerning the salvation of Bill. He came to know the Lord because we prayed again. The Bible said that Elijah prayed, but nothing happened. But he prayed again, and nothing happened, but he prayed again. And after he began to pray, he would not quit until the answer came. I want to encourage those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, regardless of what it might be, you need to keep praying again. And don't give up. Be tenacious and have great tenacity concerning what you know is the will, plan, and purpose of God. In that same church in Holiday, Texas, the first church that Gene and I pastored, there was a woman in the church who would come to the 9 o'clock prayer meetings in the morning. At 8 o'clock, I would have prayer each morning with the kids that were going to school. Since we were in a small town, the school was in close proximity to the church and and the schools were in close proximity to each other. So we would pray. Then at 9 o'clock, the women of the church would come, and Gene and I would go out to the church and have prayer with them. There was a woman named Dorothy Darr, and she would say, "Pastor, please Pray for my husband, Jim. He is so hard-hearted. And Jim had served as the mayor of that little town of Holladay at one time. He was a community leader, and he was a good man, but he was a backslider away from God. He did not want anything to do with church. It was okay for Dorothy to come, but she kept asking us to pray. And one morning she came to prayer and she said, "Pastor, please don't pray for my husband, Jim, anymore." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because he has become so mean and he's become so hateful and angry." And she said, "We got to quit doing this." I said, "No, we can't quit. We got to pray again because I believe we're on the verge of a breakthrough." And so we prayed. We kept praying. And one Monday night before Jim and Dorothy went to bed, Dorothy had worship music on. And Jim was laying in bed, and suddenly she looked over at him, and she said Jim had tears streaming down his face. And she said to Jim, "What is wrong?" He said, "I want to get right with God. Pray with me, Dorothy." And she prayed with him. And Jim got saved. Jim gave his heart and life to Jesus. He was a broken man. On Wednesday night, Jim came to the service, and he said, "I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit." So we prayed for Jim Darn. He began to speak in tongues, and there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We had a revival service that night on a Wednesday night because we prayed again. The Bible said that Elijah prayed again, and then the heaven gave rain. Then there was an abundance of rain. I believe that God desires, church, to answer your prayers today, but you must pray again. In 1990, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I and said, "You're going to go into churches and stay for weeks and months at a time. You'll begin to pray until you pray through. You will keep praying until there is a breakthrough and serve in churches." So many churches are just waiting for a revival. But you must understand that there is a proper progression. We hear something, and then we see something, and then we say something, and then we do something. And so many times we do not put our faith to work. Faith without works is dead. The Bible says being alone. And so he said, "You're going to start going into churches where pastors are hungry for God, where churches are believing for signs and wonders and miracles and revival." And so I remember we started that in 1990, and for 8 years, Gene and I went across America, different nations of the world, where there was a pastor or leaders that were crying out for God, hungry for God. And I remember that Pastor Bob Nichols called me in 1993 when I was ministering in Florida, and he said to me, "Dale, when can you come to Calvary Cathedral? I'm so hungry for God. I want a move of the Holy Ghost. Would you come and stay with us a while?" Because at that time, I'd been ministering for weeks at a time in different churches for 3 years, and he wanted me to come there, but I said, "I cannot come. But I will come when I can." But every day he would call me up and say, "Dale, when are you coming? I'm so hungry for God." And so we began to go to churches in 1990, from 1990 to 1998. We began to go to churches, and we began to pray with those churches that were hungry and desperate for God. They were giving a desperate cry. And so we went there and we prayed, and we began to pray. And at first nothing was happening. In fact, it took about 5 weeks of praying day and night before there was what we call a breakthrough. And the Holy Ghost told me to go into churches and told me to pray through until there's a breakthrough. And so we would pray until there is a breakthrough. And I was raised in a godly home. We did not have much, but my parents knew how to pray. And they prayed until they got an answer. And my mother would say, "Dale, what you need is you just need to pray through." When she saw that I was getting cold or indifferent or rebellious, she would say to me, "Son, you need to pray through." And so she would say, "I'm going to keep praying for you." And they set the example. And so I remember When I was a boy, my nephew Gary, my sister's son, when he was just about 18 months old, they had to take him to the hospital in Duncan, Oklahoma. We lived in Comanche because he was in critical condition. I do not know the medical terminology, but one of his intestines swallowed the other intestine. I'd never heard of it before or since, but that happened. And the doctor said to my sister and my brother-in-law, your little boy can't live because of this is a critical condition and he cannot live. But my dad would not accept that. And I remember even as a boy that he went to a church where there was a pastor in Duncan, Oklahoma, by the name of Curtis Ledbetter. Curtis Ledbetter in Duncan, Oklahoma. His son Ray Ledbetter is still the pastor of that church. But he went and knocked on the door and he said, Brother Ledbetter, my little grandson is dying. That was my nephew, is dying, and would you pray with me? And they went into the church and they prayed all night long. They prayed and then they prayed again. They prayed all night long until there is an answer. They would not take no for an answer. They would not take medical science for the report of medical science for an answer, because they knew the word of the Lord was higher than the word of man, was higher than medical science's report. And so they kept praying and they prayed again. The Bible said that Elijah prayed again. And my dad and Pastor Curtis Ledbetter, they prayed again. And when the sun was coming up the next morning, they were still praying when suddenly the Holy Spirit said to my dad, son, you've got your prayers through. So he thanked Brother Ledbetter, went back to the hospital, and his grandson, my little nephew, Gary, he was calling for something to eat. And God healed him. He got out of the hospital, and that has been over 60 years ago. So I was raised in that atmosphere that you pray until you get an answer. If you don't get it the first hour, you pray again. If you don't get it the first day or the first week or the first month, even the first year, you pray again. The word of the Lord is pray again. And so I would go into churches, Gene and I, for 8 years, and it would appear that nothing was happening. But we would keep praying. We would pray again, morning and evening. And at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, we finally had a breakthrough. In the fifth week, we'd been praying for 5 weeks, when a woman came up to me before I got up to minister following praise and worship. And she came up to me and said to me, Brother Dale, I've got my prayers through. My husband left me 18 months ago for another woman, and he called me today and repented and asked if he could come back home, and my husband has come back home, and I rejoiced with her. And as she walked away, I heard the Holy Ghost say, you got your prayers through, revival has begun. And for the next 19 weeks, we had heaven on earth at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, with people being saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, marriages put back together, signs, wonders, and miracles. It was incredible. But we finally had the breakthrough and abundance because we prayed again. So I'm encouraging you to pray again. Keep praying. You say, well, I have not got my prayers through. But all you have to do is just keep praying, because I believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And those of you that listen to BPN Radio, the internet radio station that I founded over 2 years ago, that is heard around the clock on BPN Radio by going to bpnradio.com or to the TuneIn Network, we started praying. And we have been praying for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening ever since we started on BPN Radio. We've been praying. And then, of course, this past year, we've been praying fervently for the election. And I was reading today from Franklin Graham's magazine, because Franklin Graham, he went all across America this year, praying at every state capitol, all 50 states. It was really in my heart to do that. Franklin Graham did it. I supported him. I announced many of his prayer rallies, and I even went to one of his prayer rallies and stood on the platform where he was at, just a few feet away in Austin, Texas, supporting him. But he wrote in his magazine, in one of the most stunning victories in the history of Western democracy, Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton to become the 45th president of the United States. It was a triumph that few predicted, especially the pollsters and media. Trump won 30 states, aided by a significant block of evangelical support at the polls. In watching the news after the election, the media kept asking, how did this happen? What went wrong? How did we miss this? Some were in shock. Political pundits were stunned. Many thought the Trump-Pence ticket didn't have a chance. Few of them understood the God factor that hundreds of thousands of Christians from across the U.S. had been praying, and of course, they were praying again. He said, our religious freedoms have been under severe, unrelenting attacks by the courts, the current administration, and a coalition of progressive activists who have worked hard to silence the Christian ethic and voice by any means possible. Bakers and florists, photographers and innkeepers, fire chiefs and county clerks who have stood by their strongly held religious convictions have been doggedly pursued and prosecuted simply for refusing to compromise their faith. And then he said more than 236,000 people stood on Capitol grounds and steps confessing our sins and asking God to bring healing to our nation. He said, I know God hears and answers the prayers of his people, and I believe that he has given this nation a window of opportunity to turn from our wicked ways, turn our hearts back to him, and use our freedoms for his glory. The spiritual state of our union is in tatters because we have turned our back on God, and the consequences are enormous. And so what must we do? We have a window of opportunity, and I believe this election was turned around when a liberal, ungodly Supreme Court candidates were about to be nominated. God heard the prayers of his people. We have been praying, and others have been praying because we believe in the power of prayer. We prayed again. We prayed again. And so today we will continue to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And I'm going to pray for you today because I believe in the power of prayer. And I'm going to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. As our worship leader, Brian Ming, plays, I'm going to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Wherever you may be, people attending this service, church service today, this morning, across America, around the world. And of course, we replay this this church service on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. Every night at 8 o'clock, Sunday night through Friday night. And then we pray that we replay this service every week morning at 9 a.m., 9 a.m. at 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. And if you may be listening to a rebroadcast, I want to pray with you because I believe that God desires to save you today. If you don't know the Lord, I want to pray with you right now. Father, I pray for everyone that is lost that does not know you. And you said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you say this prayer to me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart, forgiving me of my sins. I encourage you if possible, to find a local church. If you can attend on a Sunday morning, to find a local church, become a part of that church. Friends, Christian friends that will help you, a pastor that will reach out to you, a full gospel church that believes in the power of prayer. If you would like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, if you need a pastor, I'll be a pastor to you. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Church, Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, or you actually can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can click on the little white building with a red roof. When you click on the church building, say, I want to be a member of Breakout Church. When you click on that, then the membership card comes up. We'll have information. We'll have information. We won't share your information with anyone else. We'll have that information. Myself and our church leaders will pray for you, reach out to you, and give you information about the church. And you can be a part of this worldwide community. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, if you'd like to be a member, and click on the little white church with the red roof. I want to pray now for those of you that need healing. You need a miracle in your life. I want to pray for you. And I just believe that God desires to heal. You say, well, I've been believing for my healing for a long time. But I want to pray today for your healing. I believe this is a healing day. I believe this is a miracle day for many of you. Before we receive our tithes and offerings and our contribution, we're going to have a prayer for the sick. It may be that your body needs healed, your emotions need healed. It may be that your finances need to be healed, your business needs to be healed. But I just believe that there's a healing Jesus in the room today. I'm going to ask my longtime friend Carla, Carla Curly Craft, to come and minister right now. And I've known Carla since she was a little girl. She's going to come and she's going to sing about a healing Jesus. And I want you to get ready for healing right now in Jesus' name.
We're walking by the sea. Come and follow me. Jesus calls. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed, his power is still the same. This God of yesterday, he's still the healing Jesus now and evermore. What a healing Jesus I found. Upon me. brazen doors, set captives free. To comfort those that mourn and fill their lips with praise, to pour the oil of joy, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. What a healing Jesus, oh, I found in you. You're my healing Jesus. You restore, refresh, and renew.
Thank you very much, Carla. Appreciate you singing that song this morning here at Breakout Radio Church as we get ready to pray for those that are sick, those that need healing in your body, your mind, your will, your emotions, your finances. I just believe that faith is rising here today for people to receive a miracle. I'm going to pray for you right now. I mean, God has healed me so many times. My wife, Jean, God healed Jean of cancer in 2004. I've shared that testimony. We've seen him heal so many people, so many miracles performed, so many miracles performed in Jesus' name. And I pray for you right now. Would you just set yourself in agreement with me right now concerning your healing, concerning your miracle? I'm going to pray for you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray for those who need healing in their body. Pray for my prayer partner, Pastor Bob Schaefer. I pray that you'd heal Bob in Jesus' name. I pray for little 9-year-old Elizabeth Wampler that has bone cancer. Our friends there in Missouri. I pray in Jesus' name for Christine Noble in England. I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, for those that need healing. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, for Gene Massey, for a good recovery, one of our leaders here at Breakout Radio Church. I pray for my wife, Jean Gentry, who's sick today, has Bell's palsy. I ask God for healing for Jean right now. I pray for Anita Rogers, Pastor Dave Rogers' wife. I pray for my pastor's wife, Joy Nichols. I ask God to heal her. I pray for my pastor's brother, Ralph Nichols. I pray for Ralph's healing. I pray for Pat Aker, who needs healing of cancer today. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, you're a healing Jesus. And whatever you need today, whatever healing you need today, I pray for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Son of Righteousness arising with healing in His wings. You that need healing, just declare, I receive the prayers of Pastor Dale Gentry today. I receive these prayers and I set myself in agreement with you. Those of you that are out of work, it's Christmas season. Those of you that may not have money to buy Christmas gifts, or maybe you are emotionally spent today, I pray for you. Whatever the need might be, I'm asking the Lord to reach down and touch you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you now. Receive your healing. Receive your restoration. Just say, I receive it. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost flow through you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray again for you. And don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep believing. I pray for those of you that have been believing God for a new job or a better job, or you've been believing God for a godly husband or a godly wife, I pray with you and you keep praying. Don't give up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Can we praise Him? Can we worship Him? Can we honor Him? Can we adore Him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to us today. We are so very, very thankful, and we are so very, very, very grateful to you today. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you today in Jesus' name. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to give today in the offering and Breakout Church is supported by you, the members of this church, with your tithes and with your offerings. And with your faithfulness to give. Gene and I made a commitment years ago that we would give in every service. And I just encourage every one of you to be faithful. I'm so very, very thankful. You may be visiting a Breakout Radio Church today, but you said, I want to give anyhow. I'm not a member, but I want to give. And so here's what you do. You can go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are already on there. bpnradio.com. And the P stands for prayer. Breakout Prayer Network. bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button. Go down to the bottom of the page. Click on the donate button. And when you click on that button, you'll be able to use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you want to make a check, you can write a check to Breakout Ministries, and that is Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And I'll wait just a moment. I'll repeat that one more time while you get prepared to give. If you're giving by PayPal, credit card, debit card, go to bpnradio.com. Go to that website. You can type that in. Go down to the bottom of the page. There's a donate button, and you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you want to pay by check, if you want to give by check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Of course, your gifts are tax deductible. And I'll just wait for you just a moment as you prepare your offering, your gift, your contribution, your tithe. And I just know you're sowing seed into a good ministry with our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And we would so appreciate your faithful support. We're grateful. We're thankful. So very, very thankful. And remember that our church website is Breakout radiochurch.com if you want to get more information about the church. Okay, if you're ready to give, I want to speak a blessing upon those of you that are giving. Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. So, Father, I pray for the people that are giving today. In Jesus' name, I ask God that you bless them and multiply the seed that they're sowing. Bless them for their faithfulness in giving their tithe, bringing 10% to the church. And I am so thankful for members across America and different parts of the world that are a part of Breakout Church. And I pray that as they give today their tithe and their offerings and contributions, I pray that you would bless them and those that are visiting the church that want to give, want to sow a seed into this ministry. I pray, God, that you would bless them abundantly, multiply their seed, bless them bountifully in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember that we have people in our meeting room at Breakout Radio Church that's ready to talk to you. You might want to leave a message for me. You might want to have them to pray with you. They're available. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and they will pray with you. When you get there, click on the meeting room, and when you get there in the meeting room, you just start typing, and they will respond to you. And remember that we do have a church number. If you want to call our church anytime, you, of course, can do that. And the number to call for Breakout Church is 575-914-0202. That is 575-914-0202. And someone will be there to take your message. Wow, it's been great to be in church today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a wonderful day it's been. So thankful and grateful for the Holy Ghost. I love to work with the Holy Ghost, and I believe that many of you have gotten your prayers through. So thankful to be a part of Breakout Church, Breakout Church. And, of course, Gene and I are celebrating 50 years in the ministry. And what a joy, what a journey. And so thank you for being in church today. We give praise and honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just going to dismiss the service right now. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done here today at Breakout Church. Bless the people that have been attending the service and those that may be listening to a rebroadcast throughout the week because they may not be able to attend church on Sunday. Bless them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, go out and have a wonderful day. God bless you for being in church on this Sunday morning.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.